How God Displays His Power in Our Weakness, written by Kia Stevens, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Throughout the Bible, God displays his power among weakness. One of the accounts occurs when Jesus healed the blind man in John chapter 9. As Jesus and his disciples went along, they saw a man who had been blind since birth. Here in this passage, Jesus used one of the most unconventional healing methods known to medicine. John chapter 6, verse 9 says, "After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes." The blind man and the disciples alike had a weak understanding. They had no idea what Christ was doing in this moment. This is the case for many of us. When it comes to life's idiosyncrasies, we are weak in our understanding of how things are going to work out for our good. A financial crisis, a terminal illness, a job loss, and a broken relationship are all opportunities for God's power to be displayed. This is why Scripture reminds us that God's ways are not like our ways in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. He is able to use people, circumstances, and difficulties in ways we cannot even fathom. When we are weak in our understanding, we can trust in God, who understands and controls all things. He can use the circumstances we do not understand to display his power.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.